Okay, we are up to Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Zion, Chapter 13, Mishnah 7 of Maseches Yevamos. The upcoming two Mishnahs that we're going to be dealing with are going to be dealing with cases when you have brothers who were married to two different women, and the first few cases will be sisters, and then the second several set of several cases will not be sisters, but will still have relevant ramifications, and we'll see that basically there is a difference potentially when one brother is married on a rabbinic level to one woman, and another brother could be married on a Torah level. However, if the brothers are both married on a rabbinic level, then it should not make a difference. But all of this is not so clear without understanding the context, so let's take a look at the context and understand what we are talking about. Again, Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Shnei Achin Nesuin L'Shtei Achayos Yisomos Ketanos. Let's say you have two brothers who are married to two sisters who were Ketanos, to two sisters who were under the age of Bat Mitzvah, and again, they're Yisomos, which means that they're orphans, that they don't have a father. So you have two young ladies who are sisters who are married to two brothers, and these two young ladies were married off under the age of 12, and they were married off by their brother or their mother. Umeis balash shel achas mehen, and the husband of one of the sisters passes away without children. The halacha in situation is going to be as follows. Teitze, the widow, goes out free, and she doesn't have to do yibum with the other brother. And you'll say, why? Because mishum achosisha, because of the fact, that she is his current wife's sister. In other words, you have brother A is married to sister A, and brother B is married to sister B. Brother A passes away, so brother B does not have to do yibum with sister A because he's married to sister B. What's the hava mina? Well, you say, well, they're only married rabbinically, and therefore they're only prohibited rabbinically. So maybe he should yibum should be chal in this situation, and he should be allowed to do yibum, or maybe or something like that. And so that's what the Mishnah is getting at. So basically, says the Mishnah, that in such a situation, since everyone has a rabbinic connection over here, the halacha would be the same, that she would go out without having any sort of yibum obligation, just like she did, just like she would if they were all Torah. Married through Torah law. She goes out because of she is the wife's sister. Now, and that means she goes out, she doesn't have to do yibum or chalitza. And so too the Mishnah says that the halacha is regarding women who are deaf mutes. The halacha is that from a Torah level, these women are not married to men even as adults, and therefore if you have these two sisters who are deaf mutes who are married to two brothers, so then the halacha would be, and therefore those marriages are only rabbinic, the halacha would therefore be the same, that if one of the brothers dies, and the other one in theory would fall to yibum to the other brother, she goes out without even more chalitza because of the fact that he is married to her sister. Now, says the Mishnah, a little bit more of a complicated case, gedola uketana. Let's say you have one of the sisters was an adult, and the other sister was under the age of bat mitzvah, and again, they're married to two brothers, so one of the husbands passes away. So what would be the halacha? Is there yibum or chalitza chal, or is there obligation chal in these cases? So here, says the Mishnah, it really depends on who passes away. So, meis bala shel ketana, if the husband of the underage sister died, if the husband of the underage sister died, then teitze akatana mishum achosisha, then the underage sister, she is not required to do yibum with the other brother because she is on a Torah level usher to the yavam, because she is his wife's sister, and that is a Torah connection, whereas her marriage was only a rabbinic connection. So that's how that works. And then meis bala shel gadola. If, however, the husband of the adult sister passes away, the widow would go to do yibum with the other brother who is married on a rabbinic level to the other sister, because of the fact that there is a rabbinic prohibition, but there is a Torah connection of yibum and chalitza, so she would fall to do yibum or chalitza in such a situation. And therefore, says the Mishnah, so what are we to do here? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, so Rabbi Eliezer says, Melam den es haketana shetema'in bo. Again, in the case where you have a two sisters, one who is married, one who is a below 12, and one who is above 12, each of them are married to a regular Jewish man, whatever. So it's in a situation when the husband of the adult wife passes away, so without children, so what do we do? Does she do yibam or not? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Melam den es haketana shetema'in bo. We tell the underage girl, the katana, the under 12-year-old girl, to go and do mian with your husband. If she does mian with her husband, that erases the marriage bond and as if it never existed. And therefore, now the other sister can fall for Yibam or Chalitza with the other brother. That's the best way to deal with this, says Rabbi Eliezer. Rabban Gamliel says, Im me'ana. If this underage sister does mian with her husband, then me'ana, she did mian, meaning that her marriage is then undone retroactively, and the husband can now do yibam with the adult sister. But if this underage sister doesn't do mian to make her husband if she doesn't do mian with this husband, Tamtin ad shetagdil. Then says Rabban Gamliel, she should wait with him, stay with him until she gets older, until she becomes an adult. And what's going to happen? Then at this point, her marriage is going to be a marriage on a biblical level. Betetzi halazu misha machosisha. And now at this point, the widow is going to go out from any sort of human obligation because of the fact that the man is his wife's sister now on a Torah level. And finally, Rabbi Yeshua says, Ilo al ish tov, Ilo al ish sachiv. Woe to the Yavam over his wife, and woe to him over his brother's wife. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, there is no way that either one of these women can ever be permissible to him, and therefore, Motzias ishto beget v'ishu sachiv b'chalitza, he has to send his wife away with the get, the one who he has this rabbinic marriage to, and he has to send his brother's wife away with chalitza, and that's the only way he can deal with such a situation. That has to be the solution over here. So that's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, and therefore those are the three opinions on how to deal with such a situation when you have a rabbinic marriage with one underage sister and a Torah marriage with the older sister. Those are the three opinions. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion. Now let's go ahead to Mishnah Ches, to Mishnah 8. So says the Mishnah as follows. So previously we've learned that in general, when two co-wives end up falling in Yibam to one brother, then if the Yibam or Chalitza is done with one of them, then it will exempt the other co-wife. That's halacha we learned all the way back when, several prakim ago. This Mishnah now is going to have the case when there is a rabbinic marriage, and one or both of the co-wives is going to fall for Yibam on only a rabbinic level. So let's see now what the Mishnah says. Misha haya nasoy l'shtei yisomos katanos. If you have a man who was married to two underage orphan girls, right? Their brother or their mother married them off. So if a man was married to two underage girls like this, vameis, and then he dies without any children, so now both the girls will fall to his brother for yibim. Biyaso chalitzasa shel achas mehen poter sarasa. So instead of situation, again, we consider this like a regular situation where he had two Torah level marriages with the woman, but this is just a rabbinic case. So if he does yibim or chalitza with one of these wives, with the yavam, then it will exempt the co-wife, and the same is true if he had two wives who were deaf mutes. If they fall together as co-wives, if he has yibam or does chalitza with one of them, then it's going to exempt the other one. But then says the Mishnah, ketana v'chereshes. Let's say the two co-wives are not the same; they're not two ketanas and they're not two chershos. Rather, one of them is a ketana and one of them is a chersha. One of them is a deaf mute. So both of these marriages are rabbinic, but they're not the same type of rabbinic marriage. So ein bias achas man poteres sarasa. Instead of situation, the yibam with one of them will not exempt the other co-wife, and I guess one chalitza with them will not exempt the other co-wife. Why? Because since the rabbinic marriages are not the same type, it could be that one of them had a slightly stronger marriage than the other, and therefore, in this situation, there would be a stronger yibam obligation, and therefore, the yibam done with one of them does not exempt the other. So in such a situation, the understanding would seemingly be that he has to do it's a little unclear exactly what the solution over here is, but perhaps it has to do chalitza with both of the women, right? You can't do yibum with both of them on the chance that one of them is not going to be exempt. But therefore you would assume, I believe, that he has to do chalitza misafik with both of them. Now let's say pikachas v'chireshes. Let's say the man had two co-wives. One of them is a pikachas, a regular adult woman. It was a biblical level marriage, and the other woman is a chzecheresha. She's a deaf mute who only has a rabbinic marriage. Now bia sapikachas poteres es chzecheresha. So they both now fall for yibum with the brother. So if the brother either does yibum or chalitza with the adult wife. Then the regular adult wife. Then this is yibum that's on a biblical level, so this will exempt the chereshes. However, ve'ein bias chereshes poteres asapikachas. If he has bia or does chalitza with the deaf mute wife, since there's only a rabbinic level marriage and a rabbinic level connection, this will not exempt the other wife in such a situation. And therefore, if he does yibam or chalitza with the chereshes, he then would have to do chalitza with the pikachas as well, misafik. And then finally, gedolo katana, if the man is married to an adult wife that's a biblical level marriage, and he's also married to a katana, a rabbinic level marriage, a katana that was given over by the mother or the brother, biasa gedolo poteres sa katana, then the yavam that has yibam or does chalitza with the adult wife, so this exempts the katana as well. Vein bia sakatana poteres esagadola, but having yibam, doing yibam with the underage wife, will not exempt the adult wife. Because of the fact that the yibum of this katana is only a rabbinic yibum connection, and so it can't exempt the adult co-wife who is bound on biblical level. So therefore, whatever he does with her, he has to do chalitza misafik with the adult woman. As a result, it would seem that brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Tes. But for now, we will stop right here.